When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, January 21st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The Supreme Court allowed Texas's ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy to remain in effect indefinitely. The court denied abortion providers' requests to allow litigation against the law to proceed, while the state's highest court considers a procedural question related to its enforcement. Abortion rights advocates claim the Texas ban is unconstitutional. Sources say Intel is planning to invest at least $20 billion in a new chip-making facility in Ohio that would create around 3,000 permanent jobs. It's the latest step in the company's push to become a leading manufacturer of chips as demand for them rises amid a global supply crunch. The White House said Intel's investment plan adds to U.S. efforts to strengthen domestic chip-making. Peloton shares dropped overnight after its CEO told employees that the company is likely to cut jobs. Peloton is also resetting production levels to adapt to more seasonal demand for its fitness equipment. The company also reported preliminary quarterly revenue that was within its guidance range. Markets in Asia ended lower, and European shares fell sharply in early trading, and U.S. stock futures declined following yesterday's sell-off on Wall Street. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.